Today is Tuesday, November 24th, the memorial of St. Andrew Dongwak, priest and companions, martyrs. The readings at this time of year contain some fearsome images of the final judgment. The end of the world is not generally considered a cheery topic. And hearing and reflecting on these scriptures in the middle of a global pandemic might, at first glance, seem like just more bad news. Wars, earthquakes, famines, false prophets, and plagues. But today's psalm gives us a clue that actually this is a time to rejoice. That the Lord comes to judge indicates that God's promises are in the time of fulfillment. The promises of peace proclaimed by the prophets come to fruition as the Lord governs with equity and rules the world with justice. Today we remember and celebrate St. Andrew Dongwak and companions, known as the Vietnamese martyrs. The word companions is a bit misleading, as these 117 martyrs died over a period of time from 1740 to 1883. And they themselves are representatives of what was likely a much larger group of hundreds of thousands who were killed in Vietnam in the 18th century during three separate periods of persecution of Christians. They were mostly lay people, but also included many priests and bishops, some of whom were foreign missionaries. They were women, men, and children. Most were killed after being asked to publicly renounce their faith in some way, often by trampling on a crucifix or religious image. I can only imagine what a horrific time this must have been for these faithful people. How they must have turned to God asking, "How long, O Lord, until your promises are fulfilled?" Today's first reading was written in a similar milieu, a time of great persecution of the early church in the late first century. It was written to give hope to people in crisis, and we can imagine that it may also have given hope to Christians in Vietnam when they faced persecution. It uses imagery of the harvest to present the last judgment. The elect are harvested to heaven, while evildoers, the grapes, suffer God's judgment. In most parts of the world today, the church doesn't face the types of en masse persecution it once did. And yet, we have plenty of reasons to cry out, "How long, O Lord?" How long must we suffer leaders who cause harm to their own people? How long must vulnerable communities, people of color, LGBTQ folks, people living in economically poor neighborhoods, suffer injustice? How long until we can receive a vaccine for this virus? How long? In today's gospel passage, Jesus addresses the end times as well. He mentions the signs: wars, earthquakes, famines, false prophets, and plagues. But his warning to the disciples and to us is that we should not be deceived. Don't be led astray by false prophets, and do not be terrified by the signs. What to do then? Well, he's been telling us all along. He told us in the gospel we heard this past Sunday for the Feast of Christ the King. We are to remain faithful by serving him in individuals and communities who hunger, who thirst, who are naked, who are strangers, who are ill or in prison. Because that is what the end is about. It's the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven. It's perfectly natural in a time of suffering to ask, "How long, O Lord? When will your justice come?" But Jesus is warning us not to get stuck on the question of when, because to do so will lead us to follow false prophets. Instead, he invites us to focus on being prepared for the coming of the kingdom by participating in the work to make it real. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice.